From the Country Financial Studio, I'm Rita Frazier. This is the RFD Livestock Report. It's the first day of May, Beef Month, saluting some of the great producers across the state. Mike Martz and his wife Lynn were honored this year as Prairie Farmer Master Farmers. Lynn handles the grain side, Mike the cattle. And he talks about meeting Lynn and after college as they started their farming career.
We got engaged, and I was an ag teacher for 2 years, and then we got married, and her folks offered us an opportunity to run the Wisconsin operation, and we did that. We ran that for 9 years up there just north of Platteville.
What was it about her?
Well, I think when I first met her, what impressed me so much is she knew so much about agriculture, and she knew as much about agriculture as I did, and I was so impressed with that, and I still am. I mean, she runs the grain side of the business and does all the marketing, and she is Larson Farms. She knows everything. Well, we are a team, and Lynn's dad was recognized. He was a master farmer when he was 36, and which is totally impressive. And I think that to show people that we do this together, and we're a little different than a lot of couples because we work side by side every day. Our desks are probably 5 feet apart, and we hear everybody's conversation, what I'm doing on the cattle side, what she's doing on the grain side. So we go home at night. We never say, well, what do you do today? Because we know. Unless she's at a meeting, and we like to get out, be on boards and stuff, and meet people. And I think that's part of her success is all the people we've met and relationship we gain. I think it's so important to get off the farm.
All right, tell us about connecting with Illinois Beef Association.
Well, that was a number of years ago, and Jamie Woolworth, my friend who's passed, asked me to go on the board, and I did. I was on there for about 8 years and was chairman of the checkoff side for two. And then I was off for a couple of years, and I decided to go back in and run for vice president. And I did that. Alan Ediff was the president, and we had a good relationship there, and I became president. And I think IBA, you know, the number of people we've met. And then I think the thing I'm most proud of what we did at IBA is we passed the referendum to get another 50 cents for the checkoff. And I think that's so key, because that's going to pay dividends for generations.
So you, and we ask this question a lot, you know, being involved with association, in particular IBA, did it make you a better cattleman?
Yeah, I think it did, because I know so many people, and if there's something there that I don't understand or I need help with, I pretty much know who to call. And we're not out here by ourselves. And I think those communications, those relationships, yeah, I gave a lot of time to that, but I think I got more back.
Tell us about the farm today, the cattle side.
Well, we came down from Wisconsin in 88. We doubled the size of it, and we started an ultrasound business in 96, and we couldn't see the screen properly on a sunny day to get the image right. So that made us build a processing barn, and Temple Grandin helped us build it. Yeah. She had the design of it, and so that still is there today. Original gates are 30 years old with all the cattle we run through, and got a great crew. We went to using an earlage here in 19, and that's been a plus because we dry less corn, and it's a great feed. So, got a great crew up there. One of the guys that's been with us, Dave Deal, was with us 46 and a half years. He was my right-hand man for running the feedlot, and he retired last year, but I owe a lot to him.
Mike Martz in Maple Park. More with outstanding beef producers next week here on the Livestock Report, brought to you by the Illinois Livestock Development Group.